Washington, D.C. to take back the White House!
Yeah! Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging. Forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Grand local offices. Our office hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5:30 p.m. and Fridays, 8 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the event of an emergency, please hang up and dial. We have automated our switchboard capabilities. You may choose from multiple menus. Thank you for calling. Please choose from the following option: to spell a contact by name or enter the full 10-digit phone number beginning with 502-874, please press 1 now. For KFC, press 2. KFC menu. Please choose from the following option. If you were a guest in a restaurant and would like to provide feedback, press 1. KFC HR, press 2. Accounting and payroll, including employee verification and W-2 processing, please press.
For service in English, press 1.
Para servicio en español, oprime 2.
For quality and training purposes, this call will be recorded. Thank you for calling KFC. Please hold while we direct you to the next available guest services representative.
Hello?
How can I help you?
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Frank, Frank Underwood. Hey, I went to the KFC in Barberville, and I asked for a paper application. And I have a complaint about that.
Which location were you calling about to? Like, what was the city today?
Barberville. Kentucky, Barberville.
How do you spell that, sir?
Barber.
Can you spell that out, please?
BARBOURBILLE. Barberville.
And what street would it be at?
Highway 25 E.
I do have that. Alright, how may I assist you today?
Yeah, I said, I already told you at the beginning of the call, I went to ask for a paper application. And I had a problem with that.
Okay, yeah, and what was your complaint about that?
Well, he said, oh, paper application? What do you mean? You don't have a computer, he said. And I said, no, I don't. I heard about it at the JobNet, and they told me to come in and pick up a paper application that is allowed this thing. And he said, oh, if you want paper, and he said, over here, the office is over there, and he pointed to the door, and I opened the door, and I went in.
Okay, and what happened when after that?
Well, let's just say that it wasn't what I was expecting.
Well, like, what happened after that? So, like, what do you mean it wasn't what you
expected? It was a very dirty toilet with feces all over the walls, doo-doo feces sprayed on the wall. Like, spread on the wall and on the toilet seat. And someone hadn't flushed or anything like that. And then they were outside laughing. Said, hey, how do you like it in there? How does it smell in there? Ha, 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 like that.
And when did you visit this location? This was today?
Yeah, this morning.
Okay. And around what time did you visit this location? So just so I can note that down.
I'm in the bathroom right now.
Okay, well, I do apologize about what happened, but at the very least, I can certainly file a complaint about this to the district manager for the location. And if I can get your name and phone number, I can come back.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. I'm in the bathroom right now.
Okay, so like I said, if I can get your contact information, I can request the district manager to contact you back.
Can you wait for me to call you back after I have my bowel movement and everything?
Well, you can call us back anytime, sir.
Oh, but I'm going to have my bowel movement first now. And then I call back.
That's fine, sir.
Okay, all right. Okay, can you call this location and have have the manager meet me up front, please?
No, sir, I can't do that.
Why not? Well, what good are you then? What do you do? You just the girl that picks up the phone? The girl that picks up the phone and writes in her little papers?
Well, like I said, sir, I had already told you what I can do for you, but unfortunately, if you want to talk to the manager, you said you're already there. You
okay.
Can certainly ask
You going to go to the bathroom in between the time that I call back?
No, sir.
When did you plan to go to the bathroom again?
I don't have any plans to do that, sir. Is there anything else that I can assist
you with? When's the last time that you went to the bathroom?
That's irrelevant, sir.
No, it's relevant to me. It's relevant to me. This is all part of discovery.
Well, we don't take prank calls here, sir.
I'm not prank calling. I need to know, when is the last time that you went to the bathroom? What's the prank about? What's so funny about that?
I don't remember, sir. I'm not saying it's funny, because it's not.
Okay.
That's why I'm telling you.
But you took a shower this morning before work, maybe?
Okay, so none of
these. Did you take a shower, maybe, this morning before work, or?
If there's nothing else that I can assist you.
Wait. There's one more thing. With the last time you took a shower, do you think maybe you did a little pee in the shower while you were there?
Okay, sir.
Because it goes right down. You know, it goes right down the drain. So you don't have to... Well, it's true, though.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, my name is Doug Stamper. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Bancho, Teramari. I was looking regarding transportation to Mumbai.
You're looking for air ticket to Mumbai?
Well, not train, obviously, you know.
No, I understand, but from
stupid.
Where you call, because you're...
From where? From how you mean air travel? Like, where? What other way?
It was sure in London, so we really don't know. I mean, the phone number that it comes, so.
I called the number 212 in New York. Maybe did I call the wrong people? Shoriega. Hello. Yes, I'm looking for transportation to Mumbai, Banchot.
From where to where?
To Mumbai.
Going from New York?
From United States.
Okay, what date?
Maybe 1 week. I don't know, when is sister available?
Okay, next week you mean?
No, when is your sister available? Then I go then.
I mean, did you call the right number? This is travel agency.
Yeah, NPR Travel.
Right, so you're looking for the airline's ticket, right?
Yeah, airline ticket to go to Mumbai from, from do you do LaGuardia or Kennedy?
No, LaGuardia, they don't have any international flight. Only JFK or New Jersey.
Newark, maybe. Cheaper Newark? Or
yeah, we can give Newark, yeah.
Where is cheaper? Okay, which is cheaper, Newark or LaGuardia?
No. JFK is cheaper. Newark is expensive.
Oh, shit, damn it. Okay, yeah.
Okay, give me your number. I'll call you, actually.
But question to you, then, is when is your sister, you know, Terabandi, when is she available? Then I go to India and, you know, give to her, like that.
I don't understand. What do you mean by sister?
I give your sister American baby, American husband. I fuck her, you know, in India, Mumbai. When is she available?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Did you speak to somebody else before or no?
No, you're Terabandi, you know.
Sorry?
Terabandi, you know, so I make chut to your sister, Terabandi chut.
No, I don't know.
You know how to have sex with sister?
No, I don't know.
You know how sex... You know what is sex? He doesn't know.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, hi. When is sister available for me to go?
Okay, that is JFK to Mumbai.
Yeah, for your sister.
What is that? I'm sorry?
To see your sister. When is your sister available? That's when I want to go, to be with your sister, Terabandi, you know?
You're not polite, you know.
Well, I am Bandichut, you know. I want to Terabandichut.
Well, that is your problem, okay?
Does sister
sorry,
have husband
okay?
or need husband? You want me have sex with fucking your sister? You know? Hello, my name is Stamper.
Yes, sir?
Yes, I'm looking for travel.
Sorry, I missed your name. What is your name, sir?
Stamper, Doug Stamper.
Just give me a moment, sir.
Okay.
And you are looking for flight ticket?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, can you please help me with your tentative travel day now so that I can ask concerned person to work upon?
Oh, yeah, you can have the day. Ask your sister when she wants me to come. Yeah. Can you ask your sister and then she'll tell you when?
Yeah, you can go ahead and help me with your travel date.
Well, that's, I don't know, your sister knows. She knows when she wants me to come. To fuck her. So I was thinking maybe you find out from your sister when she's ready for me to come.
Can you please help me with her name?
My name is Stamper.
No, her name.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care what her name is or anything. I just want sister, you know? I am Banchod. I like to Bandichud, you know?
Exactly. What help you are looking for?
Huh? What help?
What help you are looking for?
Transportation to your sister, to where your sister lives.
Actually, we don't provide such services. We are talking about.
But you have sister, right? You have lovely.
Exactly, what you are looking for?
I'm looking for lovely sister.
Sorry, thank you.
Do you have anyone else? Maybe have sister.
Thank you for calling Delightful Travel and Tours. Please hold for the next available agent to assist you.
Yeah, hi, I'm looking for Raj.
Yes, this is he.
Oh, hey, Raj, I need transportation.
From where to where? Where do you want to go?
From JFK to Reyna's house.
JFK to Reyna's house?
Yeah, to fuck her.
Who's calling?
Oh, my name is Doug Stamper.
What do you want from us?
I want Reyna. I want to make sex to Reyna, you know? I am chut. I want to chut. What you want from us? What do you think? I want pussy.
Thank you for calling Delightful Travel and Tours.
Delightful.
Please hold for the next available agent to assist you.
Yes, hello, Reyna.
Yes.
You have lovely voice, lovely voice, lovely hair, lovely smile, lovely body.
What is this?
I want to make kissing all over your body. Raj said it's okay. He just wants to what? Hey, I'm Carlito. I've been doing some prank calls, and I'll continue doing prank calls here until Laugh Track Matt and Zach's take over in about, I do not know off the top of my head. I think it's 1 o'clock. No, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock? 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. 1 o'clock Matt Hillock time. That's right. That is a confirmation. Zach's right now is with lovely girlfriend. We'll be joining Matt. Yeah, we'll be making the computers go.
Thank you for calling Parikh Worldwide Media. If you know your party's extension, please dial it at any time. For News India Times and Desi Talk Editorial, press 3. For Gujarat Times, press 5. For Operator, press 0.
Hello, sexy girl. I'm looking to put advertisement in the Desi Talk.
Oh, okay. You are calling to one newspaper, and don't use these words, okay? And don't call again.
No, wait. Come on, don't.
Don't want that thing. Talk like this while don't talk.
I didn't say anything
do
yet.
Anything to get that thing. Try to be
begun to prank.
Thank you for calling Parikh Worldwide Media. If you know your party's extension, please dial it at any time. For News India Times and Desi Talk. Thank you for calling Parikh Worldwide Media. If you know your party's extension, please dial it at any time. For News India Times and Desi Talk Editorial, press 3. For Gujarat.
Hello.
Yes?
Yes, I'd like to put an advertisement in the Desi Talk, Desi Talk Computer Magazine.
What kind of ad is this?
Do you have half-page ad?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it's, for a half-page ad. Half-page,
what kind of business is this?
It's for a consulting business.
So, is computer consulting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it says, I wanted to say really big, Ban Chod, and then our phone number on it. It's going to say really big, Ban Chod.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me your number and name.
My name is Doug Stamper. My number is 202 241.
202?
Yeah, 241. 2017.
Dag Stamper.
Yes.
Okay.
So really
so
big.
Can you email me?
Where do I email to? To stupid big mustache at indiatimes.com.
You want to really place an ad? You want to just time pass this?
No, not time pass.
Okay.
I want a picture of Narendra Modi, you know? And I wanted to say Ban Chod really big. And then it says call this number under it. And then my phone number.
Okay, send me email at...
Okay,
we will
all right.
See.
All right. Do I CC big ugly mustache at indiaman.com?
Whatever it is.
Hey, do you use Western toilet or just you shit outside?
What do you do?
Well, I use Western toilet. I sit down. I don't know if you have a hole. Does your toilets there have holes on the ground that you use?
No. What do you do? We are the same human being, right? It's
No, but I know many Indian.
We are doing the same thing.
Many Indian, most Indian doesn't have toilet. Those that do, it's more like a hole in the ground that you squat in the squatting position, and you don't use toilet paper. You wipe with your left hand and a cup of water. Samsung phone, yeah, Samsung cell phone.
Okay.
La 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 la.
I think.
Weird. Narendra Modi, Banchod, yes, the Prime Minister of India. That's the T-Mobile one. T-Mobile. 75 minutes until Laugh Track fucking Matt and Zax of the Hair Clan joins us. Well, joins themselves, joins us. Not even an us here, it's me. But they will be starting their show off. In the meantime, I'm here. This is what you get, all right? And I apologize. I got a late start, later than I wanted. But I had stuff I got to do, because this is an office, and this is my office, and I start at what time I want. If you don't like it, you got a problem with it? Here's a beauty school. Yeah. I got numbers from Parkman also. I think Parkman is the person who gave me this online newspaper, Indian-only newspaper. It's in English, based in the States, but it has a lot of ads for Indian businesses. Where's a lawyer, apparently? Anyway, beauty salon, yeah! Baby food. Busy now. Okay. Oh, this is good because this guy put his office number and his mobile number, so we can spoof one as the other.
Are we the last living souls?
Excellent.
Are we the last living souls?
Man.
We are sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Wow.
Please check the number and try it.
Beautiful.
Calls beyond your local calling area, you must dial 1 and the area code first.
Okay, Lollipop Guild. Tiger Woods is apparently found asleep at the wheel this morning of his arrest. On the morning of his arrest, he was asleep at the wheel. That's how he was found. Wasn't that how he was found when his ex-wife went after him? When they had the big fight Thanksgiving night or the day after Thanksgiving or whatever it was? That weird white lady, what was her name? She had that weird name, Sondergren. I gotta step away for a second. Shut up, asshole. Both of you.
Thanks for calling Cumberland Ford. How can I help you?
I'm calling for a sales position that I see here. Huh? Hello? What did I do? What did I do? I went... Stupid.
Come on forward. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm calling regarding a sales position.
We don't have any positions open at the moment.
Why does it say here that you have sales position open?
Okay, well, I'd put you to the manager. They might have put something on there.
Hold well, hurry up, second. Little lady. Let's make it happen.
Hello?
How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello? I was being transferred to the manager regarding a sales position.
One moment.
Thank you. What are they doing there? Paint the office.
Damn it.
Ridiculous.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, is this Mr. Manager?
It's Bo. How you doing?
Hey, this is good. This is Pigmeat Markham.
Who?
Pigmeat. My name is Pigmeat. I was calling because you have a sales position here in the paper?
Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, I called the little lady there earlier, and she was like, like that. Like, she didn't understand what I was talking about. If you got women answering the phone, why don't they know that, you know, you have positions in the paper?
I don't guess they told them, whoever put the ad on there. You interested in it?
Well, I wasn't. You know, now I'm a little worried about how they don't know how things are going on. What can I tell you about me?
Anything? Have you ever sold cars before?
Oh, yeah, I'm really good at selling cars. I actually was arrested for it.
Where you live?
Well, I used to live in New York City in Albany, and now I moved. I had a settlement with the car dealership I used to work for, and I bought myself a ranch out here. It's a horse machine ranch.
Yeah.
And I was looking into selling horses, but it's real expensive. You need to get into that. It takes a lot of capital to buy horse machines. So I thought I'd start by going into what I'm good at, which is car machine selling. Move on to horse machines after that. But I need to be able to put some... can you turn that down a little bit in the background?
No, sir, I can't.
You don't have control over it?
Sure don't.
Oh, shit. All right, so what else do you want to know? What is this? What's the meaning of this?
We're interviewing in person for people wanting to a job selling cars.
Okay. Yeah, I could come in, you know.
Come by and see us, man.
You want to take some pictures of me?
Oh. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out my old bathroom echo. I always forget the number. Is it this one? Let's see.
This one?
No.
Eh.
See, this isn't the true one. Here? Maybe here? No. This is like more of an electronic echo. Not the one I used to use.
Let's try this one.
Hello, test. Maybe this is it. No, this is more like Word app. It's the code word. Yeah. It comes. It moves. Yeah. It has these little stereo effects. No, this is Word app. Word app. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? I guess this is just as good as it gets for I'm in the toilet. But there's a better one. 15 15 15 no see how long 16 16 hello okay this is more the natural one here we go so and then when I want to change my voice pitch it's 13 huh no it's 12 it's 11 no 14 14 yeah okay 14
And then
16 is toilet.
And 14 is that one. Okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, now. Now we can call from the bathroom looking for a job. And then we have a little peeing in the background or a little pooping, something like that. Where's my pissing here? Yeah, got it. Okay, good. It's Tabachi peeing. All right, back to a little bit of show. We got about 51 minutes there, and earlier I was playing a prank by Dwight called Mentos Diet Coke and Mentos. That's what that call was. Sorry for the wait. I was giving some stock market advice to somebody. I'm working from home today. That's the job I do. Yep, I'm a stock market kind of guy. I'm a broker because I'm broker. back to Parkman numbers. Where are we at here? Garden Setter Merchant Dizzer. Okay. I saw new Nucentant numbers, but those are controversial numbers that made the news recently, and I don't want to get involved in that. What's wrong with you, boy? Are you crazy? They got investigations and stuff on people? Yeah, don't you know what happened to Brett Carter? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, honey baby? This is Lucas Goodwin.
Good, how are you?
Not too good.
Uh-oh.
I was calling regarding job position you have in the PEPA.
In where?
Garden Center Merchandiser. It's in the PEPA.
Okay, if you can offer one moment, please. Let me try to someone. One moment, please.
Hey, real quick, ma'am?
Yes.
Do you think it'll be more than like 60? Because I have to pee really bad. Do you think maybe I got enough time or no? Should I wait?
Okay, could you please call back and then I can transfer to someone in the
department? No, I can hold it.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Fishing in the
Plan Partners, this is Daniel.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. I was calling regarding a job I saw you had on Craigslist.
Where are you located?
I'm in the bathroom right now. I apologize if you can hear anything, but I have to hide in here because my current job, they get really mad if I was making a personal phone call on the clock, so I brought my cell phone here into the toilet.
No, I'm talking about state. Where are you?
Oh, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Have you gone to our website and applied yet?
Well, I don't have a computer.
That's the only way we accept applications. It's through
Do you take a Google? And I know my rights. You're supposed to provide a paper alternative at any time due to, you know, certain federal regulations and state regulations. I know my rights. You need to provide an avenue for me to be able to submit a paper application either through the mail or to come pick one up.
Well, you can come to North Carolina and grab one, but...
Well, that's not feasible. That's not feasible!
Let's see.
Fucking asshole.
Sir?
Sir,
you can go to a library and fill one out.
Yeah, but what if, I'm trespassed from two out of the three local libraries for sexual misconduct in the bathroom.
Okay. Let's see.
Because I like to hang out in public bathrooms, you know?
Interesting. Well, sir, you can be happy to go to our website, fill out an application.
There's no way I can go to the place. I mean, it's for Garden Center merchandise. No. I mean, I don't fucking get it, you know? It's fucking bullshit, then. This is bullshit. You need to provide an alternative. You need to make this work. You need to make it go.
And this is how it's going to work.
Online. No, that's not how it's going to work. This is how it's going to work, right here. Listen.
Sir, have a good day.
Tell me, that's how it's going to work, guys.
Gotta take a big shit. Yeah. And I'm telling you, that's not going to work. Oh.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, see, you got a job for property, for service?
Where are you calling from?
Well, I have to go to the bathroom here at work because they don't like they don't like it when I make personal phone calls on the clock, so I came to the toilet.
No, my question is what state?
Oh, Kentucky. Asshole.
In Kentucky?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. The easiest way to do that, man, text me your email address. I'll have you a vendor pack set up. Did you catch that?
Say what?
Text me your email address. I'll send it to recruiting.
All right, I'm done now. Can you tell me again what?
Yes, I said text me your email address and I'll send it over to recruiting.
Do what now?
Yeah, what?
UK Laboratory of Human Behavioral Pharmacology. This
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is the UK Laboratory of Human Behavioral Pharmacology.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
I previously worked with the International University for the Study of People. And
okay.
I'm looking to provide samples, human subject. I can, you know, do feces, semen, blood, saliva, myself.
Are you looking for a job?
Well, I'm looking to be a subject, a test subject, research subject participant.
Okay. So generally one of the first things we do is a confidential phone screen with you. It goes over drug history and health history. You can take about 15 minutes. Do you have time to do it right now?
Sure.
All right. Well, give me 1 second. Let me grab the form.
Let's go. La, 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 la.
Sir, are you still there?
Hi, stupid.
Hello.
Hey.
Where'd you get the referral?
On the computer.
Okay. Was there a particular website you found it on?
Computer. Computer. Google.
Okay.
Google computer.
All right.
YouTube,
how old are you?
YouTube computer.
Okay. So no particular website or anything?
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's like one particular website, yeah.
Okay. Ben?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hello?
Hi. Tower climber?
Hello, right. This is Jennifer.
Hello?
With SRU Electric? Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Who is this?
I'm sorry, I'm getting some interference here. If you could give us a call back, that would be great.
Who are you?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Hi. I'm so confused right now.
Hi, I need 847 Jennifer?
Yeah?
Okay, where is she?
This is me. Who is the other person?
Oh, hey, honey, baby. Oh, that was someone else. I'm calling for Tower Climber.
Yeah?
Okay, I used to climb towers. I have experience. My name is Matt Hillock.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you send me an email?
Well, I don't have the computer. I can do it through Siri. Siri, maybe? Send email.
You don't have an email account set up yet. Just launch the Mail app. It will guide you through the setup process.
So what do I do now?
Is this your number? I'll text you my email address.
What
is your name?
I mean, that's kind of forward, don't you think? Like text, I mean, yeah, sure, if you want to go there already. My name is Matt Hillock. Matt fucking Hillock. Yeah, I used to climb towers in my neighborhood I used to climb and peep at girls lounging in their backyards. In the summer, last summer, and then I got told I can't do that anymore. So,
where do you live?
In Kentucky.
How did you get my number?
Well, it's in the computer machine, it says.
The computer machine?
Mm-hmm. Make it go, the computer machine. Watch. Computer machine, go, make it go, right now.
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, my gosh. I'll text you my email address. Send me your resume.
Computer machine, Jennifer's a bitch.
There's no need for that.
Who are you?
There's no need for you, motherfucker, you.
I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah, you see that attitude I get? Typical woman attitude. Who are you?
I don't know who you are.
Hi, honey. Can I speak with Jennifer, please?
Can you stop being a freak? I don't know who you are.
This is a completely different person.
A completely different person? Matt? Somebody from Kentucky? Who just called me a bitch?
No.
Who? What's your name?
My name is Cross.
All right, Cross?
Yes.
I don't know who you are. I'm going to text you.
This is the first time
calling address?
You.
No, it's
okay.
Not.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Are you going to text me that? Can you text me some pictures of you also?
No.
Your labia?
Are you...
Do you know what is labia? Hello?
Hello, this is Jennifer with SRU Electric. I'm either on the phone or away from my desk. Please leave your name and number.
God damn it!
Sorry you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Please try again later. Goodbye.
How can I help you?
Hello, this is Walker, Garrett Walker. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, shut up. I'm looking because there's a job here for a lead line cook. No! Oh, why did I say shut up?
Thank you for calling Pamet Grill. May I help you?
Hello, my name is Walker, Garrett Walker. How are you?
Doing okay. How are you?
Oh, good, fine, splendid. I see you have a job for lead line cook.
Just one sec.
Okay.
Thanks for calling Pine Mountain Grill. How can I help you?
Hi, it's Garrett Walker here. I'm calling regarding a job opening you have for lead line cook.
I'm sorry?
Job, you have a job in the Craigslist for lead line cook?
We have a front line position open.
Yeah, on the front line, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was calling. I have experience with that. I used to cook the batches of lead for lining, you know, sarcophaguses, coffins for nuclear waste material. I lost my job when the Yuma Mountain Complex bill failed to pass in local Congress and was stopped. So I'm looking for a job now, and I've been looking for a while, and I see that you have a position here for lead lining.
It's a frontline cook.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I used to cook on the front line, the front of the line. We'd mix up the lead, aluminum.
At a restaurant.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's fine. Wherever it is, yeah, I can do that. I can apply the lead mixture, whatever alloys you need done. I have great experience with that. I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay. And where are you located?
I'm in Kentucky.
What part?
Well, I live, you know where Horse Machine Ranch is? It's a new development out here.
What county do you live in?
I think it's they're trying to work on getting a new county established. It's in East Kentucky.
Okay, what county do you live in?
I think it's Horse Machine County. I mean, the Google says that you're close to me. It says, and I looked up the address, and I'm 0.2 miles away.
Okay.
Ah, shit.
I don't think that this is a very appropriate conversation.
Why? Because so, I'm sorry I said the S word. I'm sorry. I was getting a phone call on the other line and I said that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I am only the assistant manager. I'm going to have you call back Thursday and talk to the general manager.
Is that a man, not a woman?
It's a woman.
Oh, that's a problem. That's probably what the problem is.
You
that's
have a preference if you talk to a man or a woman.
Well,
because
I mean,
we have an executive chef that I'd be more than happy to let you talk to him also. He'll be back at Thursday.
Yeah, because, you know, that's why you don't understand me is because you're a woman. You don't know how to make thoughts in your
right.
head connect.
Right.
And then when I speak to the woman,
right.
quote unquote, manager, that,
yes.
you know.
Oh, completely understandable.
That's your example there, you know?
Right.
Because
okay.
God is a male and Jesus
right.
Christ
well,
was a male.
Well, Thursday we'll be expecting a
All
call
right.
back
okay,
from
Okay, stupid.
All righty.
All right, asshole. Enough of that song.
This is Brandy.
Hello.
Hi, this is Brandy. Can I help you?
Hi, I saw a job for non-emergency transponder.
Transporter, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking for that.
Okay, what about it?
Okay, I used to be assigned to the USS Aziz. I used to work the transporter there, and it was for non-emergency situations only.
Okay. Great.
Okay, so I have experience with, you know, the different patterns, delta patterns, ingoing, outgoing, delta patterns, locking on coordinates, taking commands for transporting people up or down, in-flight commands, intership transportation, and planet-to-ship transportation, planet-to-facility, in-orbit and off-orbit.
Okay, great.
There's
a lot of background noise. I'm having a hard time hearing.
I was in the bathroom. I stepped out. I also have some experience with interwar planet intership transportation while in warp, which is a very different.
Okay.
It's different type of kind of transportation because it's very dangerous.
Okay.
I also am the person
Excellent.
Who invented transparent aluminum.
Okay, very okay. cool.
Would you like me to explain about my sexual organs?
I'm sorry, your what?
My sexual organs.
What do you mean by that?
Well, did you need me to explain anything about my sexual organs?
No.
Will there be a question in the interview?
You mean your sexual orientation?
No, organs.
No.
Yeah, because, I mean, I like the kind of interview where I sit down on the casting couch and maybe the woman says, oh, wow, well, you see you're interested in this job. You know, she has like a pair of glasses on and her hair is tied back, you know, and a business suit. And she says, well, we'll just take off your shirt, you know, we're just going to take some pictures here for our records. And I take off my shirt and I show you my muscles and my body. And then I...
Okay, have a great day.
I'll unzip my pants for you. Oh, they know they want it. Why am I asking about a casting couch? 29 minutes until Laugh Track Matt and Zach's Hillock take over. On Telephone Time, formerly known as The Phone Show. Time to install some floor ceramic, motherfucker, you. Hey, honey, I'm calling for a floor ceramic installer.
Okay. You're calling about the Craigslist ad?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm watching CNN here. Is that too loud? I'm sorry. Should I turn down the news?
No, you're all right.
Okay.
What's the phone number that I can reach you at?
That'd be 502-301-2017.
All right. What's your name?
Stamper. Doug Stamper.
All right. And you're calling about the installer, flooring installing position?
Yeah. Yeah, I have experience pouring ceramic on the floor.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I'll be happy to forward your information along. And
I kick it. I kick the boxes. I kick the different drums and containers and stuff. I kick them all over the floor. Oh. That was weak. Fuck this song.
Your call, Ken.
Yeah. Hey, Big Matt, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
It's private. I was calling regarding licensed plumber.
Yes.
Yeah. I like to help women out with their pipes.
Okay.
That's all it took? He thought for a second, what do I do?
You've reached Matt Clark, recruiting manager with Tom Drexler, Plumbing, Air, and Electric. I'm not able to answer my phone right now, but please leave me a message and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thank you.
Effeminate plumber.
You've reached Matt Clark, recruiting manager.
Who cares? Okay.
This is Nicole.
Hi, how you doing, honey baby?
Who is this?
Oh, hi, I was calling for a job you have for mobile sales associate, right?
But who am I speaking with?
My name is Cross.
Your name is Cross?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just see here.
Are you eating lunch over there, big girl? What's going on?
I'm sorry, who am I speaking with? Who is this?
Cross.
You said Cross?
Cross.
I know, but I'm just trying to figure out who this is.
Cross, I'm calling. My name is Cross. It sounds like to me you're maybe, what are you eating, some chicken? God damn it. Hello?
And what's your first name?
Stupid.
And what's your first name?
Ross.
So it's Ross Cross, you
yes,
said?
Yes, that's right.
And what location did you apply for?
What location? In the building? Inside? You know inside? You know what is inside?
I don't see you here.
Is there a man I could talk to? Maybe because you're ignorant. You don't know how to use a computer. Yeah, there you go. Stupid. Wasting my time.
Thank you for calling Sears Home Improvement Products. If you need service or warranty assistance on any of our installed products, please press 1 for immediate assistance. For all other inquiries, please press 2 or simply remain.
Sears Home Improvement, this is Daniel.
This is Ed Meacham.
What was your name?
Meacham. Ed Meacham.
Meacham?
Edward Meacham.
What can I do for you?
I need to make install. I need to make install.
Okay.
Install and make it go.
Okay.
How do you make it go? How does it go?
I don't know. 1 second. Let me look up your job. What type of work were you getting done?
Well, I'm looking to do the install. I make install. I am an install person.
Oh, okay. Okay. Huh?
No, it's just some over here being stupid over here on the side. I'm sorry. Not you.
Okay.
Stupid asshole.
What?
Not you, not you. Hey, man, come on. You're messing me up. I'm trying to get a job over here talking to the guy. I'm sorry. I asked him to leave. Motherfucker.
All right.
Go away, asshole.
I mean, just a second. I need...
I'm trying to do a serious fucking call with his dick neck on the phone. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, buddy.
All right, I need some information from you real quick. Give me a second to pull up the... and you said... What was your first name again?
Edward. Last name, Meacham.
Edward.
Yeah, Meacham.
M-I-T-C-H-I-U-M?
M-E-E-C-H-U-M.
Okay, Edward Meacham. What is the name of the company that you work with?
The company that I work with?
Do you work with a company or just for yourself?
I have my own. I mean, I have a company, but this is independent. International Business Installing Machines.
Okay, non-applicable. And then what's your email address?
It's edward.meacham.pen15@triplek.com.
I don't think it is.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is!
Okay, bye.
Asshole. Stop. Meacham penis. TripleK.com.
Thank you for calling Sears Home Improvement Products. If you need service or warranty assistance on any of our installed products, please press 1 for each.
Sears Home Improvement, this is Daniel.
Hey, sexy, how you doing?
Goodbye.
No, hello. Goodbye. Who's the girl that was all shocked earlier? Let's find her. Jennifer, right? That's a pretty name, Jennifer. Ooh.
Hello?
Hello. I'm looking for the Tower Climber Midwest position.
Okay. What's your name?
Remy Martin.
Remy Martin?
Yes.
Okay. What's your phone number?
It's 847-212-2015.
Where are you calling from?
These Plains.
You're calling from this plane?
These Plains.
Okay, the phone number coming up isn't the Spain's phone number, so I'm just wondering, how did you hear about us?
On the computer, on Craigslist. I was in the library and it came up. I was searching JobNet locally.
Okay.
I have authorized Karma Rescue Radio Frequency Awareness First Aid and CPR OSHA 10 Hazard Communication Bloodborne pathogens, valid driver's license valued, competent rigger, Class C driver's license, aerial lift, boom operator, crane signaling, house operator, OSHA 30, AT&T, ask yourself, tower technician, construction, link to other online properties, portfolio, website, blog. I have all that.
Okay. Well, we're not really looking right now. So can we give you a call back at this phone number? When we do?
Bitch.
Sure. Whoa.
Whoa, wow. 15 minutes into Laugh Track, Matt Hillock, the king of the diabetes and alcoholism, joins us. All right, next number. I've completely annoyed everyone who's listening. Everyone tune out because Laugh Track Matt's coming up next. And I got a big fucking Napoleon complex.
Hello?
Hello. Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Why do you keep calling this number?
Because I need a job.
Who's this?
Remy.
Danton. If you're
Danton, first name Remy.
Okay.
Do you like Chipotle?
Leave me the fuck alone.
No, I'll bring you Chipotle. God damn, you sound so
lose
hot.
Lose my fucking number.
You sound so right hot now when you're angry, you know? That's about how it always goes when I'm out in the club. The next day, I get them drunk, so they give me their numbers, and then I prank call them because I think it's so cool.
Bitch.
We're loined by Matt Laugh Track Hillock. Matt, what do you guys have planned for us at the top of the hour?
Party time!
All the time!
Drink till you get bubbles in your spine.
Are you going to be calling that guy about the pizza like you always do?
Probably the same fucking numbers, you know.
Isabelli.
We don't vary much.
A little bit of Isabelli, a little bit of spaghetti there.
Yeah. The pizza. Belly. The pizza plays, the pizza go-go.
Yeah, don't they think that Zax is Tommy's son or something like that? Or is that?
That was a different play.
That's Saffron. That's what Nunu's saying, the Saffron.
Okay.
What, are you guys going to ready now? Do you need more time?
Let me see. I just messaged him. Let's see. I'm already just trying to log into Skype. So, yeah, like 15 minutes is good, man.
Okay. All right, good. Then I can have my spring rolls. All right. I'll see you later.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll let you
cool,
get
man. Right, the show's been good, dude.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, buddy.
Later, buddy.
All right, bye. Yeah, shut up. All right, he'll be back. He'll be on in a little bit. You heard that, guys? Oh, my God. I'm so excited. All right, let's do some more pranks until then. Carnival help needed. Carnival help. I know how to help with the carnival. I used to work on the cruise ship back in WW2.
Tom, sorry,
Mr.
Call. Leave me a message and I will.
Asshole. Try him again. Got the tip line for Central Florida News 13. I used to watch that overnight. I used to turn on the TV in my bedroom. I used to just leave that on 24/7. So I'd fall asleep with that on. And I'd have these dreams about the shit they were talking about in the news sometimes. With the theme, with the with the buffer songs and all that. Oh, it was really weird. they hired the flunkies from local news. Like, they had the black guy that was accused of molesting a kid like 10 years before. He got a job there. Let's see who else they had. They had the weather guy. What was his name? Marty Stebbins? There was this one weather guy. He was like straight up like Anchorman from the movie, you know, Will Ferrell's Anchorman. He was like that, but he was a local weather guy. He wasn't Marty Stebbins, though. Who the fuck? Danny Trainor. Yeah, in the 80s when I was growing up, and then they found out, like, he was coming, he was doing shows drunk. Like, he'd be sober for the 6 o'clock news, then he'd stay to do the 11 o'clock weather report, and he'd be drunk off his ass. And he would come on, and, like, he could see he was all like, hey, and I think finally at one point, some new skyscraper was getting built in Orlando. And it was, they were talking about it on, that was the story before they went to him for the weather. So they're like, you know, yeah, and then the new Sunbank building will blah, 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 blah. And now back, and now for the weather with Danny Trainor. And he goes, that building's fucking ugly. They had to cut it off. He was drunk, tore drunk. He lost his job. They let him keep his job for a year, and he went through rehab, and they had a little special about how, you know, what Danny Trainor has gone to rehab and he's gotten better with the community. And then they dropped him. That was the network, that was the channel, the affiliate, the ABC affiliate trying to save face. I think he might have died, Danny Trainor. Let's see, Danny Trainor? Trainor, yeah. Because I know at some point before the 24 hours local news station came out, he was working at Universal Studios as a bouncer at one of the nightclubs at City Walk. And he got rediscovered that way because there was a holiday party for all the local news anchors and news people. They were holding a Christmas bash where all the channels got together and stuff. And the fucking bouncer for it was like this guy. He was like, he's like letting people in. And like, they're all like, all the older cats are like, dude, where are Danny Trainor? What the fuck are you doing? We thought you left town. It's like, oh no, I've been a bouncer here for a few years. And one of them, you know, got with him, and there you go. Apparently Danny Trainor has a new gig with WKMG, so he's on Channel 6 now. No shit, he got himself together. Yeah, he looks old as fuck. Holy shit, Danny Trainor, look at you look like fucking Marty Stebbins and shit. I was always a WESH Channel 2 kind of guy till later on. Then I was a KMG guy, Channel 6. And then I just got tired of local news. I don't even watch it. I haven't watched local news regularly in like 10 years. And I used to watch every single local news. Local news is shit. I don't care. I'll read about it in the local paper website. Blah, blah, blah. Look at that. I just wasted time. 7 minutes left. I'm starving here. Anyway. All right. Let's give him a call.
Good afternoon. Thank you for dialing News 13. How may I direct your call?
Hi, I have a news tip.
All righty. Just a moment. Let me put you at the news desk.
Okay, honey baby. Oh.
News 13?
Hi, is this the news desk?
It is.
I have news tips.
What's up?
I'm on vacation from Kentucky.
Okay, welcome.
I love Orlando. I love Disney. I love Universal. Yay. I love SeaWorld. Yeah.
You don't like the traffic. I know that's what you're going to say, right?
Oh, this was that the four? It's a piece of shit.
Yeah, and you see the stuff that's being done. I lived here 30 years ago, uh-huh. And we were in bad shape then,
yeah.
And the stuff they're doing now is not even going to make a difference. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know, right? This transformation, yeah. Whatever. Hey,
yeah.
Do you know Danny Trainor? You know Danny Trainor?
I know of him. Yes, he works at a competitor. Uh-huh.
I had sex with him in a glory hole in 1988.
What?
In Daytona Beach, Florida. Yeah, at the beach. I had sex with him in the glory hole, yeah. And We got busted by the police, and he's like, "I'm Danny Trainor." He said, "I'm like, I don't care." And they let us go because of that. He showed showed a card and everything, and they said, "Okay, Mr. Trainor."
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm on vacation. Yeah, and I have a news tip here.
All right.
So we woke up today at 7 o'clock, and then we're staying at the Grand Floridian. And we had a good breakfast today downstairs, and then we took the monorail to Magic Kingdom, and we went inside the Magic Kingdom, and then we went to Space Mountain, Tomorrow World first, and we went on Space Mountain, and we got out, and then we went to the Cinderella Castle, and we looked inside, we walked inside the castle.
Okay, are you making a point here?
Yeah, I'm just, this is, but there's a news, I have a news tip, though.
Okay, what's that?
And then we went to Pirates of the Caribbean, and we went on the ride, the Pirates of the Caribbean. The parrot was talking. There was a talking parrot. When you go in to the parrot, the tiki room, there was a talking parrot there, and then we went to the tiki room, and these birds came down, and they were singing. And it started raining. And then we left that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where we headed before.
And then we went back to...
Yeah, you'll need it for that meeting. There's a weather meeting.
Back to Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
And we got on the speedway, the go-karts, the four-wheelers. And then I found out you don't even need to steer. You can just hold the gas down, and it'll go around the whole way. Because it's on a limited track. It's a...
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then now we came back to hotel, and we're going to call a taxi, and we're going to go to Volcano Bay.
Did you have a point? Did you have a question?
It's a new place. Volcano Bay is a new place.
I know. We've been doing the openings for the past week.
Yeah.
To signify that it's open. So okay. We're aware that it's open.
Oh, you know what else? I have more breaking news that they have a new one here called Avatar World, and we went to it.
We're aware of that one, too.
It's in the Animal Kingdom. It opened Saturday, and we went yesterday, and we stood in line for a long time. We got in. The breaking news tip is that it's a piece of shit. It's a piece of shit. It is a piece of shit. Disney World, now they got the Avatar part. Animal Kingdom open Saturday. It's a 2-hour-plus wait to get in, and it's a piece of shit, and no one cares about fucking Avatar anyway. Fuck Avatar, and fuck that Cameron guy. Oh, I love deep water. Oh, I jack off inside the fucking Deep Water Explorer. I came on the windows. I'm the lowest orgasm in the world. Mariana Trench. Tell me, if you were in one of those super submarines and you were by yourself and you took it all the way down to the lowest point on the world in the ocean, the Mariana Trench, tell me you wouldn't whip it out and jerk off there, because then you know I had the deepest cum shot ever. Deep in, man. Yeah. The deepest cream pie ever. We're still here waiting for a go sign from Big Zax and Laugh Track Mac fucking Hillock, so we can turn things over. Yeah. TMZ tip line. All right. Yeah. Wait a minute. Hello? Oh, hang on. We got breaking news, everybody. Hello. Are you going on? Are you ready?
Hi. Hello.
Are you ready? Because my sugar's low. I need to eat something. Are you going on now, please?
Sure. Yeah, we got no music. We got no shit.
God damn it. All right, I'll play a song to take us out. You guys start, and I'm going to go.
All right, buddy. Later.
All right, good. Marco Hunt. Yeah. Anyway, so that was the Madhouse Radio impromptu show, shorter than I would have liked, but I woke up late. My bad. As I've said many times already, party time is starting up here in a few moments. They're getting their musics on. Holy shit. My music control matrix completely crashed. Oh no. Maybe I can recover it in the next 12 seconds. If not, we got problems. The next live show, I don't know, but be on the lookout for podcasts because they're getting updated. I'm now behind, as of today, I'll be behind 9 episodes. Oh, but that's okay. I'll catch up. I'll catch up, man.
What you listening?
Yeah, what you listening to, son? That was supposed to be played today. Anyway, I will be back. I don't know. Give me a month or so. I don't know. See ya, bye.